So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf taught that the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva, that tefisa mechai mahanya. When the claimant confiscates nichsi hames, the deceased assets, while he was still alive, the confiscation is effective. However, tefisa lachar misa la mahanya. When the claimant confiscates nichsi hames after he died, the confiscation is not effective. The Gemara mentions an incident. Hahi itza dehave mifkidi gaba meluga dishtara.
A person entrusted a woman with a package of loan documents. After he died, the Yerushim claimed that they owned the package. While the woman claimed that she already possessed the package while he was alive, with which she wishes to collect the debt. Rav Nachman ruled that she is not entitled to the package, because this is considered a tefisa de la achar misa, as Rashi explains, because ha'yipakadim b'yada, v'harehin kimunachim b'shusei. She possessed the package for safeguarding, in which it is halachically considered to be in the deceased's possession. However, isloch sahadi de tavua minach michaim b'lo yahavis nalei. If she provides witnesses that the deceased demanded his package and she refused to return it, she is entitled to the package because this is considered a tefisa michaim because of she retaining the package l'shem chayiv for her debt. The Gemara mentions another incident that involves a claimant to nichsi hames. Hahu gavra de afkid shev marganista de tsari bisadina be remaisha barbered Reb Shu ben Levi. A person entrusted remaisha to safeguard a packet that contained 7 pearls. Shachar remaisha b'loy pakid, remaisha died without leaving instructions. The person claimed the packet, while the Yerushim claimed that their father remaisha owned the packet. Rav Ami ruled that the person is entitled to the packet for 2 reasons. 1. This packet certainly did not belong to Rav Meisha because Rav Meisha was known not to be wealthy. 2. This person provided the correct indications of the packet. However, if this person frequented Rav Meisha's home, he is not entitled to the packet. Because perhaps the packet belongs to another person, and he observed the indications while visiting Remaisha. The Gemara mentions another incident that involves a claimant to nichsi hames. Hahu de'amr lehu nichsai letuvia, shachiv asa tuvia. A dying man stated that his estate shall be given to a man named Tuvia, but he did not specify which Tuvia. And a man named Tuvia came forth to claim the estate. Amr b'yechanan harebo'a tuvia. Rabbi Yechon ruled that this Tovia is entitled to the state because we assume that he is the said Tovia. However, in the case where Amar Tovia v'asa Rav Tovia, that the mess said Tovia and a man named Rav Tovia came forth, Rav Tovia is not entitled to the state because le Tovia Amar, le Rav Tovia le Amar. The mess said Tovia, not Rav Tovia. However, v'inish de gisbe ha gisbe. If the mess and Rav Tovia were friends, Rav Tovia is entitled to the state because the mess referred to him by his first name. In the case in which Asu Shnei Tovia, 2 men named Tovia came forth to claim the estate, Shachin, the Talmud Chacham. If one was a neighbor, while the other was a Talmud Chacham, or Karev, the Talmud Chacham, one was a relative, while the other was a Talmud Chacham. In both cases, Talmud Chacham Kaidim. The Talmud Chacham is entitled to the estate, as Rashi explains, because other Matzdik Maisav, Lazakis B'Shas Misa. One on his deathbed seeks to perform good deeds, and there is a mitzvah to support a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara asks, Ibailu, Shachin Bekarav Mai, what is the ruling when one was a neighbor while the other was a relative? And the Gemara answers that the neighbor is entitled to the estate, because the Pasuk initially states, Taib Shachin Karav Ma'achrachik, a close neighbor is better than a distant brother. In the case of Shneim Karevim, B'Shneim Shchenim, B'Shneim Chacham, in which they were both relatives, or they were both neighbors, or they were both Tamid Chacham, Shuda de Daini, it's up to the discretion of the Dayanim. There's a well-known machlokes Rashi v'Tosfos in the explanation of Shuda de Daini. Rashi says, L'mishi yesh leimer boynis kavan ames lazakis. The Dayanim evaluate which one was closest to the deceased, or which one is most pious, and we assume that he is the Tovia that the deceased had in mind. Tosfos says, Shadayin yitin l'mishi yirtza. The dying may give it to whomever he wants.